Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, there's about 100 people, it seems like, running to be the next lieutenant governor. On the program today, one of the Democratic candidates, Paul Morad, is here. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Trey Abney, Greg Crawford, and Allison Galdon. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
For U.S. Senate, we have a choice. More of the same with Harry Reid or strong conservative leadership from Sharron Angle. Reid has proposed higher taxes countless times. Sharron Angle has been a leader against higher taxes in Nevada. Reid supported the bailouts. Sharron Angle opposed the bailouts. Reid pushed through the big government health care scheme. Sharron Angle opposes Obamacare. Sharron Angle, the conservative Republican choice for Senate.
Our country deserves better. PAC, TeaPartyExpress.org is responsible for the content of this ad.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background checks, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, about 10 years.
So, do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Here at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, water resources come from fresh, clean groundwater, approved by state permits. The water is pumped from wells to million-gallon storage tanks and then distributed to TRI companies. Another amenity is our investment in a state-of-the-art wastewater treatment plant. This disposal system converts waste to clean water for industrial applications. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call this number now.
I owed over $19,000 on my credit card, but I only paid $3,800.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call this number or go to debt10000.com and let us help.
I owed over $11,500 on my credit card, but I only paid $3,400.
Call 800-604-4763 or go to debt10000.com.
This segment brought to you by the law firm of Kempfer Kroll, with offices in Reno, Carson City, and Las Vegas. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, it is a crowded race for lieutenant governor on both sides of the aisle. And we welcome to the program Paul Morad. He's a Democratic candidate for lieutenant governor of the great state of Nevada. Jessica Sferrazza, one of your opponents, was on a couple of weeks ago. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's start out with something. You are not known statewide. Would you tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you do for a living?
Sure. I'm a small business owner in downtown Las Vegas. And I'm definitely
kind of business?
I run a real estate brokerage company.
Okay.
So we've definitely been affected by the economic crisis in the last 3 years, and I know what it takes to get through the tough times. We're still in business and we're doing well.
All right, and your involvement politically in the state?
No, I've been involved in a number of races locally, nationally as well. So I've been involved politically in my community. I've also been involved in different professional organizations, civic organizations, and charitable organizations for a number of years. I've been involved ever since moving to the state.
Okay, as you know, the role of lieutenant governor is to preside over the Senate, but it also has two other functions, one of which is economic development and the other one is tourism. Let's talk about your ideas for economic development, because we're in a situation right now where it's really quite fascinating where, despite all the troubles in California, you are not seeing businesses flocking to Nevada to get away from there. They're flocking to other western states and particularly going to Texas. So what's your thoughts on how you're going to bring business to Nevada?
Well, and before being a small business owner, I was in business development and marketing, working all over the world, Europe, Asia, and South America. I've got quite a global perspective, international experience as well that I bring to this position. And I'm going to implement a plan that I call my 50-50 plan. This is based on my experience of being a business development executive, and that's what Lieutenant Governor is, basically a chief development officer for the state or chief diversification officer, which is badly needed here at this time. So with my experience of dealing with the management structures and the board of directors of the companies I worked for and how that process works, now I'm going to be going after the 50 largest global companies and 50 largest domestic companies and talk to them about making Nevada their home for corporate headquarters, for manufacturing facilities, and for distribution centers and warehouse centers all throughout the state of Nevada. So that's something that I'm going to start with from day one of getting in the office.
How are you going to compete, though, with, for example, Texas?
Texas is a fierce competitor. We just recently lost Kohl's back office operation to Texas because they offered them $750,000. We didn't. So as a result, all the employees and all the infrastructure that was going to be there now is in Texas instead of here in Nevada. I think that we just need to have a very effective and aggressive lieutenant governor. That's something within the realm of my campaign here. So that's what I'm looking to do is have a lieutenant governor myself in that role, someone who's very aggressive and has a business background experience of business development so that I can do business development for the state of Nevada. How are we going to compete? First of all, I don't think we've been very effective in getting our message out. So how will the people know unless there is someone there to tell them? We need to have an effective strategy. We need to put together a strategy, just like different travel promotion organizations do a good job in Las Vegas, here in northern Nevada. We need to have a promotional strategy, marketing strategy for Nevada as a place for companies, manufacturing facilities, distribution centers. And that's what I'm intending to do and put that together as a unified effort for all of Nevada.
Now, the kind of companies you're talking about, if they were to make a move, it would take years for that to be accomplished, to move a headquarters of a global or a major national company to Nevada.
Headquarters, yes, but what about regional center? What about a center that services California and outside of that difficult environment and being here in Nevada, but then selling goods or services to California? It's something that could be a medium term. Some of them could be a short term. The smaller the company, the quicker they act, or the more urgent is their need for an additional corporate regional presence or manufacturing facility or distribution centers. We have a lot of available space now, industrial space, warehouse space, office space, and so we also have affordable housing.
For sure, at this point. But what would you like to see the legislature do to allow us to compete more effectively with places like Texas?
I'm going to work with the new governor and the legislature as a lieutenant governor.
If there is a new governor.
That's right. So, but hope if there is a lieutenant governor, when there is a new governor, I'll be working with the new governor and the legislature and making sure that we have some incentives. But I'll make sure that we analyze the incentives so that whatever we invest in those incentives gives a solid return.
What kind of incentives are you talking about?
Incentives for companies to relocate.
No, I know, but be specific.
Do some rebates on taxes, waiver of taxes initially for a certain period of time, or some incentive with their initial setup and infrastructure.
Star bonds haven't been used very much in southern Nevada, but they certainly have been used in northern Nevada. We have a couple of major developments, probably three that you could look at.
Sure.
Including Shields, the world's largest sporting goods store. What do you think about star bonds? Some people are in favor of them. I know I am, but there are a lot of people that say, we're taking money away from education. What do you think about star bonds?
We definitely can't take money away from education because we've got the worst education system in the country. And education is something that's very important to me personally, having come from an educator's family. So, whatever we do, I'm going to make sure that we don't take away from education, that we fund that sufficiently and make sure that we progress on that list. Who wants to be the last one on the list for education? So that's an all new incentives. I want to make sure that education is not affected by what we offer to the companies. And they are going to be looking for people who are educated to work at the new companies.
One of the things that folks who are in favor of star bonds say is that if you didn't have the star bonds, you wouldn't have companies like Cabela's or Shields coming to places like Sparks and Reno. So education wouldn't be getting anything. When you're using the star bonds, you're creating jobs, you're creating a better economy, and eventually that does work out for money to go towards education.
That's another way of looking at it. I'm going to look at all possible ways and analyze what are we giving away, what are we going to get back in return. It's very important that the projects, support of those projects that are here in northern Nevada are actually returning what they promised to the taxpayers.
All right, let's take a break. More with Paul Moret when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Come see what's all new at the Carson Valley Inn. 300 brand new state-of-the-art slots and high comfort chairs. New pit and table games and an all new sportsbook, bar and cabaret lounge. You're gonna like what you see at the all new Carson Valley Inn.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Come see what's all new at the Carson Valley Inn. 300 brand new slots. All new CV steak, the best in the valley. And an all new sportsbook, bar, and lounge. You're gonna like what you see at the all new Carson Valley Inn.
This segment brought to you by the law firm of Kempfer Kroll, with offices in Reno, Carson City, and Las Vegas. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Paul Morad. He is the Democratic candidate for Lieutenant Governor of Nevada, among several running on the Democratic side. The other side of the job of Lieutenant Governor is tourism. And obviously, Nevada has had major problems in the tourism area, thousands and tens of thousands of jobs lost in the industry. What are your thoughts on how to reinvigorate tourism in the Silver State, and not just in Las Vegas and Reno, but across the entire state?
Well, you know, we're definitely needing to have more foreign visitors here. The United States, for a very long time, has been behind the rest of the world in attracting foreign visitation here. And here in Nevada, you know, we're one of the best places for them to come. There's a lot of direct flights and connections from around the world. And so we need to do a better job in travel promotion. Finally, there was a U.S. Travel Act passed recently where U.S. for the first time will have a centralized agency organization that will market the United States, just like we see ads for India or Thailand or Korea on TV and the magazines. We need to do a better job in marketing the United States, and we need to do a better job marketing Nevada as well, making sure that we capitalize on our global brand, whether it's, you know, Northern Nevada or whether it's Southern Nevada, Las Vegas. We need to do a better job in promoting that brand and bringing foreign visitors here. So I'm going to work on more direct international flights, not working with airlines, airports, agencies involved that can help promote and fill the seats on the airlines, so that we have those visitors who statistically spend more time, they spend more money, and they plan their trips in advance. So it's better for the hotels to plan the room inventory. So that's one of the initiatives. The other one, I want to work with the respective agencies and private interests on making sure that we have a high-speed train connection between California and Nevada, and also look at feasibility of connecting Reno and Las Vegas by train as well, so that there will be an alternative to an 8 or 9 hour drive.
That would be interesting. You know, nobody's really talking about a train between Reno and Las Vegas. Obviously you have two, potentially three different projects underway. The Desert Express that Senator Reid is supporting, the Maglev project, despite losing $45 million to a project at McCarran Airport, they still say that they're going to go ahead and proceed with that. So I think that that's working. But that's a very long-term project. I mean, that's not where you're going to see people from L.A. getting on a train in Anaheim and being in Las Vegas, for many, many years. Let's go back to what you were talking about, because it interests me. On the international level, which particular countries would you target as the places that would be most likely to generate new business for Nevada?
Asia, that's one of the markets, something I'm very familiar with. I studied in Hong Kong. I studied in four countries, Hong Kong, Spain, U.S., and Russia. And so I studied in Hong Kong, and I worked in Taiwan and traveled all throughout Asia for business. So that's one market where U.S. is a very popular destination, Las Vegas, and Nevada is a popular destination as well. So we want to make sure that we capitalize on that existing preference and build on that and promote to others and make it easier for them to travel here as well. When you have to work with the State Departments on the visas and making sure that visitors from China especially can get their visas faster. And there's some movement in that direction as well.
Yeah, because we do have a major problem in that area.
Definitely. That's something that we're going to work on with the State Department, making sure that they do a quicker process and for those who pass the their guidelines.
When you look at Macau and now Singapore, and probably eventually we'll be looking at other places in Southeast Asia as well, do you look at them as competition or potentially feeder markets because of the popularity of legalized gaming there to bring people to Nevada?
I went to Macau in 1999, before Macau even went back to China. It was still an independent colony at the time, and so it's a market I'm familiar with, and I think it's going to be a feeder market. People are going to want to come to Las Vegas to experience the original experience, and that's going to help us. And so Asia is going to be a key market for us, but also Europe as well. The strength of the euro compared to the U.S. dollar, that's going to provide an opportunity for visitors from there to be able to find great bargains, and we have great bargains here in Nevada now for everyone, but especially Europe.
Rusty Wallencotta was on the program a couple of years ago and was talking about India as being, China being the biggest target, and then India. Do you agree with that?
I do. It's the largest populations in the world, China and India. They have a growing percentage of the middle class and a very significant numbers of billionaires there as well. So we can attract people from that market for gaming and just for tourism.
Talk about rural Nevada, because the Commission on Tourism, which you will be overseeing, deals extensively with rural tourism. What are your thoughts on that and how rural Nevada can bring more people to there?
Well, we should definitely promote rural tourism, ecotourism as well, and get people from around the country and international as well who would like to experience something outside of the major cities like Reno or Las Vegas. And so we'll work on targeting to that demographic and that market of people who are interested in that type of travel. There are people with different preferences, and we just have to identify them and market appropriately. But we have to do a better job at marketing, and we need to have Lieutenant Governor engaged in that effort.
The big problem, of course, the 100-pound gorilla, is that there is no money, and there's not going to be any money. How do you accomplish this without money?
I think by working together, we have different agencies. There's an agency here in Northern Nevada, there's a LVCVA in Southern Nevada, and by bringing people together and looking to see what can be done in synergy as opposed to everyone doing their own thing, that's going to be one of the things I'll be looking at, and making sure that we bring everyone together. I'm someone that has a global perspective and a broad perspective on things. And so because I'm not just a northern candidate or a southern candidate, but someone who is going to look at all of Nevada as a place where we have to create synergies and promote together and work together, that's something that's going to allow me to be effective in this job.
Okay, well, thank you very much for coming on the program. Good luck in your campaign, and we'll see you again if you get out of the primary.
It's my pleasure to be here, and I appreciate everyone's vote in the primary.
All right. You say one more word, I have to charge you. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Thank you.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hey, man, what's up with the cord?
Well, it's a nice day out. Thought I'd come over here with my cable internet.
If you had AT&T, you'd get high-speed internet service at thousands of hotspots for free.
This ain't working out so bad. Plus, the neighborhood kids really enjoy it. Cinderella dressed in yellow. Not this time, Johnny! Stop!
It's easy to beat cable with AT&T. Enjoy free access to the nation's largest Wi-Fi network when you sign up for high-speed internet from AT&T.
Haven't seen it all until you've seen us. See us today for big savings on tomatoes. Large G&G grown 1-quart tomatoes, just $1.88 each. See us for the best variety, vegetables, potatoes, and bedding. G&G Nursery and Landscaping on Pyramid Highway, 2 blocks north of McCarran Boulevard, Sparks.
You're stuck on a treadmill. You're making minimum payments on your credit cards, and you just don't get anywhere. Let Consolidated Credit tell you the truth. When credit card companies are charging high interest, it's virtually impossible to pay off your debt. Let's say you owe $5,000 and your rate is 21%. Of your $100 minimum payment, $87 is interest. It'll take you over 33 years to pay off that debt. Call Consolidated Credit. They'll get the credit card companies to reduce or eliminate your interest. Get off the treadmill. Get on with your life. Call Consolidated Credit. They're the freedom people.
Call 1-800-442-9243.
Consolidated Credit. When credit card debt is the problem, they're the solution.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Greg Crawford is here, managing partner of Sierra Nevada Wealth Management, Allison Galdon, president of Agile Campaign Strategies, and Trey Abney, director of government relations for the Reno Sparks Chamber of Commerce. So, story in today's Las Vegas Review-Journal by the Associated Press, Arizona immigration law already having an effect with day laborers not showing up at Home Depot anymore. The people who are in support of this law are thrilled that all these people are going to go away. What's your thoughts on this and where we are with it?
Well, they may be thrilled for the moment, but they're going to find that there aren't people shopping for groceries or the other things. And I'm really concerned. It's just racial profiling at its worst. Whether they're trying to get the feds to finally, you know, take action, I don't know if that was their intention or if they're just that fed up. But there's a lot of anger there, and it's going to spill over and cause a lot of problems.
There's anger on both sides.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. And I do think, I mean, this has been a simmering problem going back many, many years. And the federal government has really dropped the ball completely on this issue. And, you know, I some of these types of laws pop up in election cycles and everything else. But I think something's got to be done at the federal level. A state-by-state patchwork is just going to create chaos, not only in Arizona, but the surrounding areas.
One of the things I thought was interesting to come out of this was the power of Lindsey Graham, because he forced Senator Reid to push immigration back and to take up the climate bill ahead of it.
Well, that's right. Lindsey, I mean, it's helpful, especially in this election year, for the Democrats to try to do bipartisan things and to look bipartisan. And Lindsey Graham was helping them do that by helping them craft a bill. And when Harry Reid jumps over to immigration when Lindsey Graham's working on the cap and trade type of bill, you know, that's an issue. I mean, I think, you know, back to Arizona specifically, there's a lot of legitimate anger down there. The federal government has dropped the ball. I think they're going to have issues with getting cheap goods and services that they've been used to getting. And I fundamentally have a problem. You're going to have an American citizen who looks like an illegal immigrant not have their papers on them. And that could be a problem. American citizens aren't required to walk around with papers on them, and so that's the issue I see with this.
Well, and I think one of the problems, the real problem areas that are going to occur, is not with the poor people. It's going to be when suddenly middle class people start getting stopped. That's when you're going to see the problem, because we've seen that on a micro level with other issues in Nevada, that, you know, take the bums and take them to the state line. Because you don't want them in your downtown.
Right.
But then when it starts affecting the middle class, all of a sudden it's a different story.
Right, because you're going to have the racial profiling of what people look like. I mean, nobody's going to be checking for foreign accents or, you know, if you're blonde, if you're from Sweden, you know, or whatever. They're looking at the brown people, right? And people have, 50% of Arizona's population is Latino, and they've been there for generations.
And the other thing is, you know, how does this affect the Republicans as we are seeing the Western United States, the desert Southwest, becoming more and more Hispanic from people who are actually living here? The birth rates are much higher than the Anglo population. There's going to be a political price to pay eventually too, don't you think?
I would agree. This has got to be an issue that the federal government, I think the federal government has to take responsibility here for what's going on at the state level. And I think a lot of these issues come out of the fact that the federal government hasn't done anything to address this problem. But it can turn into, if it turns into a political issue, it could certainly tip the balance of power in several states, not just Arizona, but a lot of the border states.
Well, it's not even the, I'm sorry, Sam, it's not even the border states. I mean, look at the populations in North and South Carolina. Look at the populations in Minnesota. I mean, the immigration has spread across the country. It's not just here in the borders. And again, they're coming from different countries. Nobody's checking for the Russians or the Poles or the other ethnicities.
It's interesting to have a diaspora. Let's change topics here. Pre-existing conditions. Nevada out of the high-risk health pool, according to Ed Vogel. State will delegate tasks to federal government. The governor decides. So we're not going to be involved in this insurance pool because the federal government is just not going to be giving us enough money to get involved.
Well, yeah, I mean, we can't afford the damn thing. I mean, you can think it's a great idea or not. The state has no money. And so this is what the United States Congress and this president has forced upon us, and now they're going to have to pay for it, and they never pay the share of what they, you know, they don't pay Medicare now, they don't pay Medicaid now. They take money out of all those funds to pay for other things, so it's a mess.
Well, not to mention we're at the bottom of everything that goes wrong. We're not healthy. We are smokers. We do commit suicide in this state. We do have high
rates. Speak for yourself.
Well, I haven't done it yet, but we do have teen pregnancy rates that are sky high. I mean, we are not a healthy state, so of course we're not going to fit into a pool because we've never invested in prevention in the first place.
Yeah, this is an extremely complex issue. I used to be a healthcare investment analyst in New York City, and the aspects and all of the ways to implement everything that's coming out of D.C., it's going to be fascinating. But when there's no money, there's no money.
But one thing's for sure, it's another issue that Governor Gibbons gets himself on the front page of the paper for,
right,
and doesn't hurt with his re-election chances.
That's right.
That's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
On the next Face-to-Face, more of the issues that matter to you from people in the know. Plus, we'll take it behind the day's political headlines. That's all on the next Face-to-Face.
There's a new clinical study for people who have arthritis and are also at risk for heart disease. Participants receive study-related medical care, checkups, and study medication at no charge. You must be at least 18, have had arthritis for at least 6 months, and take daily medication for your pain. You must also have heart disease risk factors or a history of heart disease. Call 1-877-865-0001 or visit arthritisheartstudy.com today.
It seems no matter what channel you're watching, everyone's talking about the Snuggie, the ultra-soft blanket that has sleeves. But the one question we keep getting is,
when are you going to make one that looks a little more stylish for me?
The answer is, we just did. Introducing the new Snuggie Designer Series, a thicker, more luxurious fleece, now in gorgeous fashion prints and colors, like our cozy and warm leopard fleece that looks as good as it feels. There's also our cute and cuddly zebra print to keep you nice and toasty. With Snuggie, you can use your remote, enjoy a snack, talk on the phone, do what you need to, all while wrapped in total warmth and comfort for only $19.95. You'll also receive our compact press and open book light, a $15 value free. But call right now and we'll give you a second Snuggie and book light free. Just pay processing and handling. Yes, you get it all for only $19.95.
Call 1-800-505-9379 or go online at designersnuggie.com.
News 4's exclusive SkyCam network, keeping an eye on Northern Nevada. Before the other crews get to the scene, News 4 has you covered for breaking news, weather, and traffic conditions. Plan your day with News 4's exclusive SkyCam network.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Plus, you can download the shows free of charge from iTunes for your iPod. Among the shows coming up in the next week, Tim Crowley from the Nevada Mining Association, Joe Heck running for Congress against Dina Titus, and Chuck Muth from Nevada News and Views. And for our viewers and listeners, KXNT will now start broadcasting the program on Saturdays from noon till 2 p.m. Also, you can catch the Senate debate and the gubernatorial debate by going to NevadaNewsmakers.com.